if it rains, who cares? It's never cloudy above because I'm in love with you. If it rains, who cares? For when I look in your eyes, I'm looking at skies of blue. As long as we're together, the outlook is always clear. Forget about the weather, a rainbow will soon appear. If it rains, who cares? You're like the sunshine to me, it's heaven to be with you.
Thank you.
took the words right out of my heart, and it was like a bolt from the blue. You took the words right out of my heart when you said I love you. When you said I love you, I stood in a daze a while, for I felt that way too. The moment I saw you smile, I had the words and you in my heart. There wasn't room enough for the two. You took the words right out.
seems to say the time is right. Love me tonight. Life is so uncertain, and no one seems to know how long we have to linger on. Tomorrow we may both be gone. Love me tonight. So let me feel your arms, and let me feel your kiss. Then if this great big world should end, why let it end like this? My lips are yours forever, my heart is in your hand, my love is yours to have, to hold. Don't wait until the moon is old, love me
tonight. The great singers of the big band era are still swinging today. This is Fred Hall. I talk with them.
Forget your troubles. Come on, get happy. We're going to chase all your blues away.
Tony Bennett.
Hallelujah. Come on.
One of my guests on Swing Thing as we talk to the leaders, the solo stars, the arrangers, the composers, and the singers. And feature artists like Sinatra, Starr, Stafford, Stacy, Brown, Beneke, Miller, Martin, and Morgan. Listen each week for Swing Thing.
Come on!
Swing Thing, Thursday evenings at 6 on Memories 89.1, KCEA. KCEA remembers.
Songs by Sinatra. Columbia invites you to another informal session in which there'll be songs by Frank Sinatra and the Bobby Tucker Chorus and the music of Axel Stordahl. Here's Frank singing that good tune called
Memories 89.1 FM.
Music you won't find anywhere else. KCEA FM, Atherton, California.
Sit and close our eyes and use our imagination. The comedy, mystery, the fireside chat. Together we sat, listening nightly to our favorite show. Radio, oh, why did you ever go? Oh, won't you please come back and entertain us? Smile again, radio. I miss you so.
Once again, it's time for Yesteryear. A look back at your favorite dramas, westerns, comedies, and musical variety shows from the golden age of radio. Here's your host for Yesteryear, Craig Roberts.
Time once again to settle into your favorite easy chair for another hour of vintage radio. On this edition of Yesteryear, it's the Lux Radio Theater with A Star Is Born. The Lux Radio Theater was first heard on NBC in October of 1934, dramatizing a mixture of movie and Broadway plays from New York. It was originally broadcast Sunday afternoons, but it made the jump to CBS in July of 1935. Unfortunately, less than a year after its arrival on the air, the Lux Radio Theater was in trouble. Given the job of making things turn around was an executive from J. Walter Thompson, who immediately hired Cecil B. DeMille as producer-host. During the DeMille years, more than 50 people were required for each program, and frequently the tab for a single broadcast ran over $20,000. Through the years, DeMille became an institution on the show, although he never did actually direct the theater in a real sense. The show was dropped by CBS after the broadcast of June 1954, revived by NBC in September of that year to bring down the final curtain in June of 1955. Return with us now to those fabulous days of yesteryear with the Lux Radio Theater and A Star Is Born, starring Janet Gaynor and Robert Montgomery, from September of 1937, another classic program from the radio vault of yesteryear.
Major Bose, I miss the shadow nose, Fred Allen, Sally Folks, the laughter of Duffy's Tavern, Helen Trent, then we went. Can you top this? Suspense in the Whistler sent those shivers up our spines. Uncle Don, I wish that he was on. Jack Armstrong, Merton Marr, Jameis, and Andy. I long to turn the dial again to hear the past smile again. Radio, I miss you so. Dio, vodio, dodio, do.
From Hollywood, California, the Lux Radio Theater presents Janet Gaynor and Robert Montgomery in A Star Is Born. Lux presents Hollywood. Back on the air again after a summer vacation, our first production brings you Janet Gaynor, Robert Montgomery, Lionel Stander, and May Robeson in one of the greatest stories the screen has ever known, A Star Is Born. With us also, here on the stage of the Lux Radio Theater on Hollywood Boulevard, we have as guests Sid Grauman, founder and managing director of one of the most famous motion picture theaters in the world, Grauman's Chinese, and John Leroy Johnston, managing editor of Screen Book and Hollywood magazines. Conducting our orchestra is Louis Silvers. Now, I turn the microphone to our producer, discoverer of stars, director of 63 motion pictures. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Cecil B. DeMille. Greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight we return, as we shall every Monday night at this time, bringing you Hollywood's celebrated stars in the most distinguished plays of stage and screen. We've had a vacation, but more than that, we've had an opportunity to plan ahead. As a result, the greatest series of dramatic treats it has ever been our pleasure to offer is in store for you. We alone could not have made this possible. You, through the friendship shown our product, are equally responsible. For a fitting inaugural, we made a long and careful search. We found it in the stars and story we're about to bring you. Janet Gaynor and Robert Montgomery in the brilliant Technicolor screenplay from Selznick International Studios, A Star is Born. From these same studios has recently come another record-breaking film, The Prisoner of Zenda, which, starring Ronald Coleman and featuring Madeline Carroll and Douglas Fairbanks, Jr., is now duplicating the sensational success of tonight's story. Miss Gaynor's performance in A Star is Born is bringing her a national acclaim, approached only by her debut performance several years ago in Seventh Heaven. She was scarcely more than a child then, and if you could see her now, you'd realize she's still a little girl. In fact, there's only 100 pounds and 5 feet of her, topped by large brown eyes and dark red hair. Among her treasures is a little pair of black low-heeled shoes that once pattered from studio to studio as their owner searched for work. They never stopped at my door. I wish they had. As Esther Blodgett, Miss Gaynor makes her first appearance in the Lux Radio Theater. Compared with her, our co-star, Robert Montgomery of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios, is a veteran. His portrayal tonight of Norman Maine is his fourth on our stage. Bob's popularity wherever pictures are shown, his versatility in all kinds of difficult roles, leaves me little more to say than welcome home to an old friend of our theater. Bob's new MGM picture with Rosalind Russell is Live, Love, and Learn. Lionel Stander resumes the role he played on the screen, Libby, the publicity man. Also from the original cast as Granny comes that actress now in her 54th year of trooping, Mae Robeson. Lou Merrill is heard as Oliver Niles. And now for our play. The Lux Radio Theater returns to the air, bringing you Janet Gaynor and Robert Montgomery in A Star is Born. An isolated farmhouse on the windswept plains of North Dakota. The house is silent, sleeping, but moonlight streams through the window of one of the upstairs rooms, where a young girl is still awake. She lies across her bed, sobbing quietly into the pillow. The door is inched open, and an elderly woman in an old flannel wrapper calls to her softly.
Esther? Esther?
Yes, Granny?
Oh, I thought you'd still be up.
Oh, now stop crying. That isn't going to do you any good.
Oh, I'm crying because Aunt Mattie and Alec and everyone else in this family makes me so mad.
Aunt Mattie, Alec, fiddlesticks. They're not important. You're the only one who counts.
Oh, but I could be an actress, Granny. I could be. And I'd go to Hollywood, too, if I had the chance. But they just laugh at me because I want to make something out of myself. They think it's funny.
Esther, everyone in this world who ever dreamed about better things was laughed at. Don't you know that?
Suppose I do, but...
Ah, but there's a difference, dear, between dreaming and doing. You modern girls give me a pain. Why, when I wanted something better, I came across these plains in a prairie schooner with your grandfather. And don't think for a minute it was easy, Esther Blodgett. We burned in summer, and we froze in winter. We used our guns when we needed food, and then fought the Indians to keep it. But we kept on going, and we didn't complain, because we were doing what we wanted to do. Can you understand that?
Yes, I can.
Could you do it? Could you do it even if it broke your heart? Because for every dream that you make come true, you'll pay the price in heartbreak.
I'm not afraid, Granny.
All right, then. Here. Take this money.
Oh, but Granny...
Go on and go to your Hollywood.
But I can't take your money.
And why not?
It's your savings.
Well, I haven't got anything to save up for now. Except my funeral. And I'm never going to die.
Oh, Granny. How can I ever thank you?
Good night.
Oh, Granny. Granny, darling.
On Hollywood Boulevard, the heart of the movie metropolis, on your right, Grauman's Chinese Theater. Notice the paved blocks containing the hand and footprints of your favorite star. And in just a few minutes, we'll be in Beverly Hills.
Hello? Oleander Arms Apartments. Yeah, we got a vacancy. $4. Running water, convenient to all studios, and you can look at it whenever you want. What do you do? Huh? Listen, wise guy, don't waste my time. The ad said no cowboys.
Good afternoon. My name is Esther Blodgett.
Mine's Randall. Day, week, or month?
Well, it's a little hard to say. You see, I'm going into the movies.
Well, take it for a week. It'll break the jump to Beverly Hills. Sign here.
Are all the studios really near here?
All except Gaumont British.
I suppose the best way to get a job is to go straight to the studios, isn't it?
Oh.
I haven't any illusions, you know. I'm perfectly willing to begin with, a little bit of a part, or even as an extra.
$4, please, in advance.
Come in.
I beg your pardon. Is this the Central Casting Office?
Yes.
I'd like to register for extra work, please.
To register? How long have you been in Hollywood?
It's nearly a month now.
Well, you know, we have 12,416 extras registered with us now. That's 16 times as many as we can use each working day. Why, we haven't put anyone on our register in over 2 years.
Oh, I see.
Come over here. I want to show you.
This is KCEA, Atherton, California.
Thank you. mother, come from Ireland, 'cause there's something in you Irish. Will you tell me where you get those Irish eyes? And before she left Killarney, did your mother kiss the blarney? 'Cause your little touch of brogue you can't disguise. Oh, I wouldn't be romancing, I can almost see you dancing where the Kerry pipers play. Sure, and maybe we'll be sharing in the shamrock you'll be wearing on the next St. Patrick's Day. Did your mother come from Ireland? 'Cause there's something in you Irish, and that bit of Irish steals my heart away.
Did your mother come from Ireland? 'Cause there's something in you Irish. Will you tell me where you get those Irish eyes?
And before she left Killarney, did your mother kiss the blarney? 'Cause your little touch of brogue you can't disguise. Oh, I wouldn't be romancing, I can almost see you dancing where the Kerry pipers play. Sure, and maybe we'll be sharing in the shamrock you'll be wearing on the next St. Patrick's Day. Did your mother come from Ireland? 'Cause there's something in you Irish, and that bit of Irish steals my heart away.
Sit and close our eyes and use our imagination.
Hi, this is Craig Roberts. Join me Monday nights at 9 for Yesteryear, the best of old-time radio. All your favorite dramas, comedies, and westerns, Monday nights at 9, here on Memories 89.1, KCEA.
Oh, radio, I miss you.
I've talked too much. Maybe I've lost my touch. I guess I don't know what's cooking, 'cause I just can't see for looking. Other boys have their chicks, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6. I don't seem to get a booking, 'cause I just can't see for looking. I'm kinda crazy, like a daisy up that well-known tree. Poor me, I'm sitting hoping, horoscoping. Won't some sister take a chance with me? I've been around the town, everyone brings me down. I give up hope, I'm just a dope. Ain't no gals for hooking, I just can't see for looking. Been around the town, everyone brings me down. I give up hope, I'm just a dope. There ain't no gal for hooking, I just can't see for looking. No, just can't see for looking.
You think I'll sit around and cry the day you say toodaloo goodbye? Oh yeah, take another guess. So you think no one can fill your shoes, and when you're gone, then I'll have the blues? Oh yeah, take another guess. If you go your way, then I'll go my way. And if you do as well as I do, honey, you'll do okay. So you think I'll die of loneliness, and the deep blue sea is my next address? Oh yeah, take another guess. Thank you.
CEA remembers.
Time now for Young Winter Brown, brought to you today by the makers of Aero Wax. In Michael Forsythe's hotel room, Evan Brown has spoken words which Michael has hoped she would speak ever since he fell in love with her months ago, after Dr. Anthony Loring believed a lie about her and discarded her and was tricked into marriage by his wife, Millicent. For Evan has just said to Michael...
Memories 89.1 FM.
Figaro, 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 what a barber, yes sir, he's the top. Figaro, 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 on the ladies crowd his beauty shop. He is handsome, debonair, how they fight to get his chair, just to have him do their lovely hair. All the barbers stand inside, as the ladies passing by, you can bet they know the reason why. Figaro, 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 says the red and blonde and each brunette. Figaro, 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 what the lady's pet is. Figaro, 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 Figaro.
Everyone's calling him, grabbing and mauling him, how he's enslaving them, permanent waving them. Figaro here, Figaro there, Figaro there, Figaro here. Tra la 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 la.
Figaro, 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 how he fills the girls with his shampoo. Figaro, 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 they won't leave his chair when he is through. From a penthouse or a barn, each one takes a face massage, and it doesn't matter what the charm. Sitting in his chair they stone, take his treatments one and all, you can hear impatient women call. Figaro, 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 he's the handsome barber of Seville. Figaro, 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 how the ladies thrill with Figaro, 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 Figaro.
Tutti mi chiamano,
si.
Tutti mi vogliono,
si.
Tutti mi chiamano,
si.
Tutti mi vogliono,
si.
Figaro qua,
Figaro là,
Figaro là,
Figaro là.
Tra la 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 la. Figaro, 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 Figaro.